Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 18, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Alex Bank and Visa extend their partnership agreement in Egypt. Egypt-based Alex Bank has extended its partnership with Visa for 5 years to encourage electronic payment methods adoption in Egypt via new product launches. Banorte receives approval to launch its digital bank. Mexico-based Banorte has announced that it intends to launch Banco Bineo, its digital bank product, in January 2024. Magnify Financial partners with Eltropy. U.S.-based digital conversations platform Eltropy has partnered with Magnify Financial to leverage generative AI solutions. Huawei, Quest partner with Chemist Warehouse. Australia-based Huawei and Quest Payment Systems have partnered with Chemist Warehouse to launch an open banking checkout option across the latter's stores. Trade launches inventory financing to Irish SMEs. Sweden-based fintech Trade has announced the launch of its Sell First, Pay for Suppliers Later solution to inventory SMEs across Ireland. Tamara secures $340 million in Series C funding. Tamara has announced the raise of $340 million in a Series C funding round to launch new products and target opportunities in Saudi Arabia and across the GCC. Nearpay secures $14 MLN in Series A funding. Saudi Arabia-based fintech Nearpay has bagged $14 million in Series A funding led by Sanabil Investments. Visa to acquire a majority interest in Prosa. Visa has announced its agreement to acquire a majority interest in Prosa in order to accelerate the adoption of secure digital payments in the region of Mexico. UnionPay International partners with Trip.com. UnionPay International has partnered with Trip.com to provide global travelers with enhanced payment experiences. JCB partners with GLN and SmartCode. JCB has announced its partnership with GLN in order to enable the acceptance of Korean code payment services at SmartCode merchants in Japan. Lurex launches Google Pay for SWAPX cardholders. UK-based embedded finance provider Lurex has integrated Google Pay so that SWAPX cardholders can add their cards to the Google Pay digital wallet. PwC Germany invests in Wonky. PwC Germany has acquired a minority stake in Wonky, a cybersecurity and compliance platform, together with eCapital to finance growth. Salient acquires digital identity company Grabowski. UK-based IT consulting company Salient has bought digital identity business Grabowski to strengthen its position as an identity and access management, IAM, provider. Rejuve. AI adopts crypto payments via Now Payments partnership. Decentralized AI-powered longevity research network Rejuve. AI has partnered with Now Payments to introduce cryptocurrency payments. Bybit launches bot copy trading system. UAE-based cryptocurrency exchange Bybit has launched its bot copy trading system to improve the trading experience of its users. Saudi BNPL player Tamara achieves unicorn status on $340 million funding round. Buy now, pay later startup Tamara has become Saudi Arabia's first homegrown fintech unicorn with a $340 million funding round. EPI completes first account-to-account mobile transfers. The European Payments Initiative has completed its first account-to-account instant payment transaction in a proof of concept between customers from Sparkasse Elbe-Elster in Germany and Banque Populaire and Caisse d'Épargne Group BPCE in France. Apple, Visa and MasterCard face antitrust class action lawsuit. Apple, Visa and MasterCard are facing a class action lawsuit over allegations that they conspired to suppress competition in the market for point-of-sale payment card services. Visa to acquire majority stake in Mexican processor Prosa. Visa is to acquire a majority stake in Mexican payments processor Prosa. CaixaBank adds voiceover to POS terminals to improve accessibility for the visually impaired. CaixaBank, via Comercia Global Payments, the leading services provider in Spain, has implemented a new functionality that enables blind people to make purchases with increased security at establishments with touch POS terminals. Payment systems regulator appoints Dan Moore as head FFO strategy and intelligence. The Payment Systems Regulator, PSR, has appointed Dan Moore as its new head of strategy and intelligence. Union Bank of India goes live on IGTB cash management system. Intellect Global Transaction Banking, IGTB, the transaction banking specialist from Intellect Design Arena Limited, announced Union Bank of India, UBI, has gone live with cash management system built on EMACH.AI for end-to-end transaction completion and stability. Raiffeisen Schweiz joins Six Digital Exchange. Raiffeisen Schweiz, a leading Swiss banking group, joins SDX, the world's first fully regulated financial market infrastructure for digital assets. Banks underpricing exposure to climate risks, ECB. The European Central Bank, ECB, and the European Systemic Risk Board, ESRB, today published a joint report on the impact of climate change on the European Union, EU, financial system. E-finance partners with Software Group in Egypt. Egypt-based developer of digital payments infrastructures, E-Finance, has partnered with Software Group to promote financial inclusion in Egypt through digital and agency banking solutions. MasterCard partners with further ventures in UAE and MENA. Global card issuer MasterCard has partnered with UAE-based Further Ventures, a venture-building and investment company, to accelerate next-generation payments and asset management infrastructure. SAMA issues rules for regulating BNPL companies. Saudi Central Bank has announced the issuance of rules for regulating buy now pay later companies, as part of its role in supervising the BNPL companies. CaixaBank partners with Once. CaixaBank has partnered with Once to launch a new tool that enables visually impaired users to pay with optimized security at establishments with touch POS terminals. IBM agrees to purchase StreamSets and WebMethods. IBM has announced that it has entered into a definitive agreement to purchase StreamSets and WebMethods from Software AG for €2.13 billion. FTX files reorganization plan to end bankruptcy. The estate of the collapsed crypto enterprise FTX has officially submitted a proposal to end bankruptcy in a court in the U.S. U.S. SEC says no to new crypto rules. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has rejected a petition by crypto exchange Coinbase seeking new rules for the digital asset sector. Visa expands FinTech Fast Track Program. Visa is expanding its North America FinTech Fast Track Program beyond card issuance to connect members to its real-time money movement platform. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.